All right, good morning, everyone. Today is November 7th, 2023. It is 10:03 a.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to item number three, this is public comment. This is the first of two opportunities for public comment during this meeting. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? Reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. Those calling in, I believe it's *9, gets you to raise your hand as well. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to go ahead and move on to item number four. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for November 7th, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda and the items on it? Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record. We want to continue item 6.3 on the consent agenda. That is the policy 504. And then we ask to continue number 34. That is the Stafford contract. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted continuations.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the August 15th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about those minutes?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our August 15th, 2023 meeting as presented.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, which is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I did not. Thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I will. And just for the sake of clarity, I think I will specifically reference that item three is not part of that. So I move to approve today's consent agenda, items one and two.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we're going to start things off with the Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, Commissioners. Assistant Sheriff Brent for the record. Just wanted to give you an update that staffing-wise, the Sheriff's Office is on track to fill all of our vacant positions. That's pretty amazing. I don't think that we've been close to that for over 12 years. And I'd like to thank all the other departments, the commissioners, human resources, comptroller's office, everybody that's helped out to make that happen. I missed human resources, of course, human resources. But thank you guys. That's very special and important to us. And that we've been able to demonstrate to the public that Story County, the Sheriff's Office, is a good place to work. And we're bringing people in, and there are a lot of good people. I wanted to give an update on the COVID grant stuff that we got for the video systems. It looks like all the equipment is in. And as soon as we get the facilities up and running properly, we should have those installed and working. So that is good, too. And I also wanted to thank James Dean and IT for helping us out with that. So that is it.
Thank you very much for that update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Assistant Sheriff Kern?
No questions. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Moving on to the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longar for the record. A couple things here. Just to remind everyone, burn restrictions have been lifted. So we are issuing burn permits. They're free of charge for the River District and Mark Twain as well. Most of Lyon County, their burn restrictions have been open too. So I know we received a lot of calls of people just seeing smoke, and it appeared it was on a just right down Six Mile Canyon here. That was actually an ag burn in Lyon County. So you're liable to see a lot more smoke around because we have lifted those burn restrictions. And as well, just because the timing of the year, we know snow is coming pretty soon. As soon as we get a little bit of snow on the ground, we'll try to give the board here and the community as much notice as possible. However, our burn pile that's here in VC that is down Six Mile Canyon, we need to burn it off as soon as possible within the year. So we will see a lot of smoke. We'll try to plan that accordingly to where the wind patterns are just right and blow the smoke out of here instead of settle it inside Virginia City. But I'll get plenty of notice. We'll let the board know and as well on social media. And the last thing we have is we're going to be conducting battalion chief testing on the 16th. And this is to fill the one vacancy we have in the battalion chief position. We've got several good candidates, so we hope to pull somebody in and get them on board fairly quick. And I'll take any questions the board may have.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the chief?
No questions. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update. Moving on to Public Works, Director Brzezicki.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioner. Jason Brzezicki for the record. We have a couple updates. We installed a new 30-foot event banner pole in our right-of-way at the Delta lot, so town can start hanging there. Event banners across C Street. We've been making good headway with repairing and replacing the streetlights through the C Street corridor. Just an FYI, the full streetlight assembly has increased almost $5,000 a piece between the pole and the top. They don't keep those in stock, so whenever we do order them, they cast them and then ship them. We're trying different light setups in the C Street lights. The old high-pressure sodium bulbs and ballasts are becoming hard to find and super expensive. So we're testing out different LED bulb configurations with the approval of Kristen at the CHD. The B Street water main project is going full steam ahead with FW Carson. They're averaging about 200 feet of 8-inch mainline C900 pipe per day. Knock on wood, we haven't had too big issues. I hit a couple Volkswagen bug-sized rocks so far, but that's about it. We finished up the overex on the Station 72 Foundation project. Once MV Energy finished the power relocate, so that project is going full steam ahead again. We're trying to tie up loose ends around town and the area before winter. Here pretty soon, we're going to be starting the Justice/IT Complex parking area project soon. We've been patching potholes around the area, and that'll be ongoing for several more weeks before the snow flies. And I wanted to give a shout out to James and his crew. They've been doing a bang up job changing out our server rack at the shop and installing cameras at the water treatment plant and around the shop as well. If you don't mind, I can give Mike Northland's update as well, because he's down taking care of the Lockwood project right now.
Please.
As stated, Station 72 footings Our board and workers for sitting on the stem walls and the slab, Lockwood substation where he is currently. Propane tank is being installed and filled today. HVAC is being rejetted and will be fired up. We now have water, heat, and power in the building. We expect turnover on the 20th of this month. And then he's been working on a lot of RFPs and RFQs, and will be going out on various projects, and he will inform the board as we proceed. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason regarding both those updates?
No questions. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update. Moving right along to Business Development Director Laura Mather. All right. We're going to skip that. I don't see honey either. How about emergency management? Adam Wilson.
Morning, Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management, for the record. A couple of quick updates. The shakeout drill we did on October 19th was very successful. Helped us identify a couple of shortfalls we had. So I'm working on addressing those. The biggest thing we ran into is, again, our communication, always an issue. So we just want to really encourage both employees and residents to sign up for Code Red. You can access the link on the Story County homepage down towards the bottom. There's a bullet that says Code Red. Click on that and you can sign up there. Also, if you have years ago signed up for Code Red, it's important to go in and make sure all your contact information is still correct in there, because phone numbers change, addresses change, stuff like that. We've also added some new services to our Code Red that you have to opt into, such as the translation feature. So if you're a Spanish speaker or a Japanese speaker or French speaker and would like to add those languages, you have to opt into that. It won't be automatic. And then finally, the EOP, which we'll be addressing on a point later. I just want to take a moment to address that by having a professional emergency management department, we just saved the county $30,000 approximately on that EOP project. Typically, a professional company charges on average $200 an hour to write that. By hiring me and having me write that for us, we saved around $30,000. So that is all I have. I'll take questions.
All right. Wonderful, Adam. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
No questions. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update, Adam. Moving right along to the BCTC, Director Todd Tuttle.
Good morning. Tom Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. We want to make a sad note to the passing of Deke DeMazzo, one of our very important guides and docents, highly involved with the legends, passed away, and we mourn his loss. We also want to catch on the bandwagon with the thanks to James at IT for the many things that have been done to restore our cameras. We have two cameras operating up and down C Street now, and you can view those on our website. A lot of positive comments from the public coming back about being able to look both ways, particularly as the winter's coming. They want to know a little bit more about it. So thanks to James. We are having an RFQ prepared for event management, which will be coming up in our BCTC board meeting for approval. Looking to find those qualified people capable of putting on the large events and things that function here in Virginia City. We will also have presentations from the marketing services candidates as we are looking to find a new contract for marketing services here in Virginia City. That will also be at the BCTC meeting on Thursday. The big project that we're working on right now is called the 3D Cultural Corridor Project. It's in conjunction with Carson City, Carson Valley, and Travel Nevada, in which there is a $2 million potential grant that's available to be split among six other Nevada destinations. We had the representatives on that project here in Virginia City yesterday with some very strong reviews about a positive area, and I'd really like to see this cultural aspect developed more. What that means is bringing more attention to our arts and culture, the food that's available, and kind of moving into some of those outer wings of what Virginia City is all about. In review of Hauntober, we had just about every tour sold out associated with it. We had a great response for those coming up. And of course, media coverage on all the major stations, along with a number of media pieces put out on social media and on newsprint. The Spirits Made Me Do It saloon crawl on Saturday 28th was the highest attended saloon crawl that we've seen to date. And a very positive feedback as we moved it from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It tied in quite well with the merchants. The statehood ball held on Friday the 27th was also very well attended and received a number of positive reviews from it. Coming up is the Veterans Day Parade on Saturday the 11th. All course bonding or coinciding really nicely. The parade will be at 11 o'clock. That means people will be assembling at the Fourth Ward School at 10 o'clock in preparation for that parade. So, a very strong turnout for the number of people that have reserved space for the parade. So it should be a pretty exciting event. Both Leah and I will be attending the National Travel Association conference coming up next week. As a result, we will not have a mix and mingle for our merchants, but we're happy to report that we'll be able to start pushing a lot more for the bus groups and group activities that will be here in Virginia City. So we hope to capitalize on that opportunity to be there. Also coming up, of course, is the Christmas on the Comstock. We'll have the tree lighting on Friday the 1st at the Bucket of Blood parking lot. It'll start at 6 o'clock. We'll have Home for Christmas concert at Piper's Opera House at 7 o'clock following. And there will be a Christmas decorating contest for the merchants on C Street. There's more details to follow on that. And the Grinch Made Me Do It, which will be on Saturday the 2nd. The saloon crawl, that one will be from 11 to 4. As with the time change, we feel that it'll be appropriate. Fireworks will be on the 2nd and the 9th, along with the Parade of Lights. And we'd like to kind of recognize the upcoming Piper's players. They put together Mark Twain and Friends, a holiday spectacular. We'll have a number of performances that will be available for that. So a lot coming up as we move into the holidays.
Thank you for the update, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
No questions, thank you.
No questions, thank you.
Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, thanks again, Todd.
Thank you.
Moving on to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. I wanted to give you a few updates on some things happening in our office and countywide. Our ExecuTime time and attendance program, we're happy to say that the pilot payrolls are going along nicely and we're continuing to add more employees through each payroll. We have had some significant glitches, which we were able to correct and fix during the pilot programs. This is something that we want to get taken care of during these practice sessions. We have had some very positive feedback from our employees. We're hearing that the system is easier to operate than they expected. And they're really happy to see the information that's now at their fingertips that they don't have to hunt for, call us for, or just not know. We are finding through these initial pilot payrolls that there's definitely things that are being streamlined, that our payroll process is getting more modern, and we are able to provide more accurate information on both the employees and Story County side. With that being said, we've been able to accommodate most department head requests. We have had several requests for employees to be able to correct their own time after clocking in and out. However, we think that changing the habit of using a paper time card to clocking in and out on an electronic device, whether that's their desktop or their cell phone, this change is going to take time. I actually looked it up. It's documented that changing a habit can take anywhere from 18 to 250 days. So knowing that we have a variety of personalities through our county, We're using this information to not provide that crutch to our employees. We would rather they develop the new habit of actually clocking in and out and not a new habit of just typing in their time. That defeats the process of this new modern payroll module. With that, we also think that having the department head and supervisor support in this process, they will reinforce the necessity of clocking in and out. So it won't just be payroll hounding our employees. With that information, we are happy to readdress this at the beginning of the new year and make the decision department by department what's most beneficial to that department. We understand that glitches happen, that all departments have one-off situations, and maybe at that time it might be something that we look at. With that, I also appreciate all the help and patience countywide with this new program. I know we had a little bit of angst amongst everyone to move forward with this, but I feel as we move forward, everyone's realizing all change has its pain points. But once we get there and we all work together, it's going to be a benefit to our county and to our employees. Finally, I want to give a huge thank you to all my staff. For making this transition easier on everyone. They've really stepped up to doing the extra effort, to answering questions, to learning the program, and trying to be experts on the subject. I would also especially like to thank Lindsay Simons, who took the lead on this project, from building the project with Tyler to working with all the departments on their specific needs, and providing county-wide training. Without her help, this process would not have gone as smoothly as it's gone. As we know, all of our offices are extremely busy. Ours this time of year is no different. For having her step up, I really appreciate that. She's also here to answer any questions if you have any specific questions on that product. That's all I have on executive time. If you have questions, I can answer those now, or I can move on to my next topic.
Why don't you go ahead and move on?
Okay. Really quickly, I just want to let you know that I've had a couple meetings with the auditor. Our audit is in our final stages. However, as with every year, we always come up with some glitch. We're never quite sure which that's going to be. This year, it's the process of our bank recs throughout the year. We are working with the auditor and Jim's office. We're very confident that we'll resolve this problem this week, and our audit will be completed and to you for review on time. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer or for Lindsay?
No question. Thank you.
No question. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Lindsay. Kathy, you are up next. No pressure. 4 minutes. We do have a public hearing.
Okay, good morning. Kathy Canfield, for the record. I just wanted to give you an update. At last Thursday, the Planning Commission meeting, we had a discussion about the housing size question that had been brought up at a past meeting. We had a really good discussion that really segued into some other topics that we had regarding nuisances and making our code clear on some of these things. We talked about some topics like basic services for properties, camping on properties, outdoor storage, and then our actual nuisance program. So thank you to Pete Renault for going over what our nuisance program is with our planning commissioners. I think they were all real appreciative and of understanding kind of what's going on. The second item I had was at the end of this month, I'm attending a meeting regarding source water protection plan. I think some of you may have been present at a Tri-GID meeting where they gave a presentation about that. I'm meeting with the contractor that NDEP has hired, plus Canyon GID staff and Tri-GID staff to kind of go over what something like that might look like. And if it looks important to Story County, then I'll come back here and have a better presentation on what that would be. And then the last thing I have is at the end of December, we'll have three planning commission terms expire. And so we have three potential openings for those spots. We have the representative from Mark Twain, a representative from the River District, and an at-large representative. So that advertising has gone out. So we're looking to fill those starting in January. So that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. How about the recorder's office? All right. Thank you, Drew. It is 10:28. James, do you have anything for us? Okay. We're just going to hang tight for another minute before we have this public hearing. All right. It is 10:30 a.m. We have a public hearing scheduled, so we're going to go ahead and open up the public hearing. Deputy D.A. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. The this is a public hearing on Resolution 23-710, which is a resolution proposing increases in the commercial connection fees for water and sewer connections. At the last meeting, we had a public hearing on the business impact statement that accompanied this. And so this is a separate public hearing addressing any public comments regarding the resolution 23-710, which addresses the connection fee increases. If there's anyone that wants to comment on the connection fee resolution, we're happy to hear from you.
Is there anybody that has anything they want to add to it on Zoom as well? All right. We've given ample opportunity for public comment, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on Resolution 23-710.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. That is going to bring us to back to staff reports. I think I left off with the IT department. James, you have anything for us today?
James Dean, Story County IT Director. A few items here. We have connected the community chest pink house on the south end of town to the county network. Eric Schoen and his staff were very appreciative. The words used were tears of joy because they were on DSL speeds. So they've been bumped up a little bit. As Jason said, we've got a new camera system and access control at the freshwater treatment plant. So that facility has been modernized and it's got key fobs for the doors and remote access so he can let in vendors as needed and keep an eye on that water supply. Currently, there's a camera system and network improvements being done at Public Works Road Yard and Trent's shop. We're connecting those two buildings with fiber, getting some new cameras put up. And then finally, we had a a major power system rebuild in Jason's office. It's kind of a linchpin that holds dispatch and a whole bunch of other facilities in town together. And it was pretty impactful. It took down Public Works and fire and sheriff radios for the day while we rebuilt that entire system, pulled out some failed equipment and modernized that as well. Some 10-year-old stuff. So we've got redundant power and a whole bunch of old equipment removed out of Jason's office. So thank you, fire and sheriff and dispatch, for being patient yesterday. That project is completed. That's all I have.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for James?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, James. How about human resources? Thank you, Jeannie. Moving on to community development, Director Pete Renaud. All right. Senior Center, I don't think I saw Stacy in here.
Hey, Mom. Good
Any
morning.
Updates today, Stacey?
No updates today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. We're going to move on to the DA's office.
Good morning. Ann Langer, Story County District Attorney's Office. Just wanted to follow up a little bit on the nuisance program that was talked about at the Planning Commission meeting. This was a program that had been established in 1983, right? No, just want to make sure you're paying attention. 2017, and it's been in effect for the last 6 years. So during that time period, what I found under this new improved program, that the community development under the leadership of Pete Renaud, a lot of the nuisances where I had to come in and have, I don't know, 8 to 10 cases that I was prosecuting at the time under the deferred prosecution program, a lot of those nuisances are being abated prior to them even coming to my office, which is a really big deal. The cases that I actually have in the program, we are still going forward with them, and I see a lot more compliance. I see that because I believe that Pete Renaud has taken a huge effort in just following up more often to properties, to help out, to make sure we're going forward. And I just wanted to make sure that he got the credit for this, because to see me, I am your last resort. You don't want to. So, and it's becoming more that we are getting these properties abated. And so that is thanks to the program as it's advanced over the last 6 years. And I hope that it will keep going in this vein. Pete and I have more meetings. We're making a few changes here and there. But overall, it's been a successful program, evidenced by the fact that I'm seeing less cases come through my office.
Thank
any
you
questions?
Took off a little quick there. Gemma, do you have any questions for our DA today?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again.
Now I can go.
Now you're free to go. Yes. Deputy DA Loomis, do you have something for us today?
I have one thing I'd like to bring up, and that is about 2 months ago, the board authorized the filing of a petition for judicial confirmation to address the title to the 5-acre lot down in Mark Twain, in which the senior center is presently located. We had a hearing on that petition October 19th in front of Judge Russell. And at the end of that process, he signed a judgment which gives the county clear title to that piece of property. I just want to bring that to the board's attention.
Appreciate that. Thank you. All right. How about the county manager's office?
Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I thought I'd tie in with what Deputy DA Keith Loomis just said, what he just explained regarding the station down on Mark Twain. Will provide the land that we need for us to be able to transfer a park into that property and be able to expand those services for the Mark Twain community. Laura Mather in Public Works and our team are taking lead on that part. So thank you, Keith, for getting that first step. It was critical in this process, taken care of.
Thanks. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you.
And Sherman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the update, Austin. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office? Commissioner Hendel?
Jim Hendel, Story County Clerk Treasurer. Just a couple of things to bring you up to speed on. Probably the one that is most significant to us is the announced retirement of Judge Judge Wilson. And that will be taking place beginning of the year. Judge Wilson has been significant in his jurisprudence from the bench, and we will miss him with that. So we will be going through a transition with the newly appointed judge to fulfill his term coming on in the beginning of the year. But Judge Wilson has been a tremendous friend to the county. He's been a tremendous support to the clerk's office and has been one that has really worked well with our deputy clerk, Alicia Duke, and we look forward to working with whoever's new. With that, also, as everybody knows, we're coming up on the presidential primary, February 6th. We're preparing for that. One of the significant issues that we've been working through over the past couple of weeks is our ballot printing. The state went out with a ballot printing RFQ, and the winner of that RFQ or the award went to a company called Fort Orange Press. We were looking to stay with our current ballot printer because they have supported us. However, they are over twice the price. So we are looking and we will be looking to save upwards of $30,000 through the elections of 2024 by working with the state and working with Fort Orange Press in order to move forward with our ballot printing. And that was one that really was a significant savings for our ability to work with our printed ballots, especially with some of the new regulations that the legislature and the state Secretary of State's office has put on how we have to print and the things we have to include in the ballot. With that, we just have been working very closely with the comptroller's office to try and support the information for the audit. And we know that there will be some issues that come forward where we need to address as corrective action. And I think those things will help us be better at tracking and managing our deposits and our bank reconciliation. So we look forward to learning what the auditor has for that and then working with the comptroller's office to come up with policy and procedure to fulfill it.
All right. Thank you for that update. Before I check with my fellow commissioners, that printing company is back east, right?
It is back east. They are investing in a brand new plant in Las Vegas. And we'll have that up for, they intend to have that up for the primary. They will not have it available for the presidential primary. So we will be working to make sure logistically they are on track and able to support us. But that is also one of the strengths of them being kind of working with the whole state through the Secretary of State's office. We have leverage to make sure that they will perform to our expectations and our needs.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for that update. Moving right along, I see that we have St. Mary's Art Center Director Erica Perry with us. Did you have any updates for us, Erica?
I do have a brief update. Thank you. Three things. One, as Todd Tuttle mentioned with the VCTC, the 3D Travel Nevada grant, progress has been ongoing, and we gave a great tour yesterday of Virginia City and some of our assets. But I wanted to make sure everyone is aware that there is also a community listening and input session scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. And it's being held at the Nevada State Museum in Carson City. However, there is a Zoom meeting link. So if there is anyone that is interested in listening in or participating and hearing more about this arts and culture corridor project between us, Carson City, and Carson Valley, please reach out to Todd or I, and we will provide that Zoom information. The museum, I believe, is at capacity for in-person attendance, but the Zoom is certainly a great option and I think could be very informative, and we would love to have Virginia City's voice and input, Gold Hill as well, of course, and any other Story County residents or community members. Also, I wanted to briefly tell you that the little shed on the front portion of our lawn has been relocated, stabilized, and placed on top of a brand new concrete pad per the building grant that you have generously provided for us. And this does a couple great things. It protects the water main access, which is currently a metal drum buried in the ground, and will hopefully make it more functional on the front grounds. But also, most importantly, it helps mitigate some safety concerns that we've had with some of the events that we have held on our front lawn. So it's a safer environment, and we appreciate that work. And the little building is going to be upgraded and hopefully be a nice addition again to the aesthetic of the property. And then we also have three art classes coming up November 16th, 18th, and 19th for those that are interested. And you can visit that, view those classes on our website. And that is it. Thank you.
Appreciate the update, Erica. Is there anybody else that has an update that I have missed? All right. Again, thank you to everyone for your updates. We're going to get back on to our agenda here. And I believe we are now at item number 8, which is board comment. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing to add today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything for us?
No, I'm not going to make any comment at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'd like us all to take a moment of silence. I'm going to read several things. We did lose some folks in Story County this week, as Todd mentioned. I'm going to read something that Deeks, a longtime partner, has written for us today. Armor Deek DiMarzo, family moved from New York to Dayton, Nevada in the 1970s and owned the Dayton Mobile Home Park. He was a retired police sergeant for 30 years, worked at the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, NDI, Bandon and Bend, Oregon, and the Washoe County School District, just to name a few. His love of Virginia City finally brought him here. His passion for history has made him the go-to historian for locals and tourists alike. His influence for reenactment groups helped influence the VC Silent Riders, the Devil's Gate Gunfighters, and his legacy, the Living Legends. He wore many hats and portrayed so many real people of the past who were a part of our history. His passion to keep history alive was unmatched by anyone I know. He was looked up to and adored by most near and far. Again, so Deek passed away on November 2nd. We also lost Larry Farthing. He was a VCH resident of 20 plus years. He was a Navy veteran. He also, throughout his tenure here, worked for Leprey Construction. And those who know Randall Taylor and his brother had an excavation company. He worked for them as well. This always touches me. He left behind three children and his beloved wife of 65 years. So I know them personally. The family is definitely in shock. So again, if we could take a moment of silence for those two and anybody else who's passed away in Story County that I did not mention today. All right. Thank you, everybody. We are going to move on to item number 10, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 11, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of resolution 23-710, increasing the commercial connection fees for water and sewer hookups in the Divide GID service area, also known as Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City. The resolution does not propose an increase in user fees for water and sewer services. Deputy DA Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. So this is a culmination of a fairly long process that we've gone through here, beginning with Mike Northam preparing the business impact statement for this increase. We had a public hearing on that business impact statement. Then we had a second public hearing today on the resolution, which will actually result in the increase in the fees. This is coming out of Public Works basically because it brings us up to even with all the other local governments in terms of what the charges are for the connection fees. And these are fairly significant in some respects, but it will bring the cost of making these connections equal to the revenue that comes from the charges for the revenue. So it's before you today for possible approval.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Keith about this?
I do not. Thank you, Keith.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
You know, I know this is kind of 11th hour. I'm just curious about American Flat and if that's included in the Divide GID service area.
Is it? It apparently is included in the service area, yes.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution 23-710.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. All right, on to item number 12. This is consideration and possible approval of the revisions to the county manager's job description. Jeannie Green.
Thank you. Jeannie Green, Labor Relations. HR continually reviews and updates job descriptions. Normally, the job descriptions are signed off by the HR director and the county manager. There are two positions that are appointed by and report to the respective boards, the county commission and the fire board. And we're making revisions to those job descriptions. So we felt it appropriate that those be brought forth to you for approval. We tried to make the two more consistent than they were before. So the duties on the job description 1-12 are actually identical. Those are the administrative functions and the reporting relationships and responsibilities. And then after duty 12 on are very specific to the respective positions. So the one before you in item 12 is the county manager.
Okay.
And County Manager Osborne has reviewed it and agrees with what is in there.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Nope, that's it from my standpoint.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item? You're on mute, sir.
Yeah, my apologies. No, I have no questions on this item. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything on this?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the revised job description for county manager.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jeannie. Moving on to item number 13, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the Story County Proclamation for Flood Awareness Week, November 12th through the 18th. Kathy Canfield.
Thank you. So this is probably about the fourth year I think we've done this. We're participating with the state of Nevada and the other local floodplain managers in having Story County recognize the National Flood Awareness Week. So this helps us not only just being participating with our cohorts, but also helps with our CRS ratings that we do for FEMA and our National Flood Insurance Program.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I'm good. Thank you.
there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Commissioner Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion? And I'll have you read the proclamation after.
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Story County, Nevada proclamation for recognizing Flood Awareness Week, November 12th through 18th, 2023.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Kathy, would you read the proclamation for us, please?
Sure. Story County, Nevada proclamation. Whereas Story County recognizes the significant threat that flooding poses to our residents, our businesses, the community, the region, and our local economy. Whereas Story County has experienced flood events from the Truckee River, weather events, and flooding of local streams, channels, and creeks. And whereas risks can be reduced and communities can be prepared to be more aware and resilient by educating residents and businesses on actions they can take to prepare for flood events. And whereas during Flood Awareness Week, local, state, and federal agencies are working together across Nevada to inform the public about dangers of flooding, how to protect their homes and families and businesses from a flood event, and plan for recovery. Now, therefore, the Story County Board of County Commissioners does hereby proclaim November 12th through November 18th as Nevada Flood Awareness Week, and urges all citizens to increase their awareness of the risks of floods by visiting www.nevadafloods.org and learn how you can be prepared, dated the 7th day of November, 2023.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Kathy. All right, moving on to item number 14, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-712, requesting the assistance of the State of Nevada Attorney General in the prosecution of a criminal matter. DA Langer.
Good morning, Ann Langer, District Attorney. This is a situation involving a criminal matter that has come across my desk. I think everybody knows, as far as our office, I personally am involved in prosecuting 80% of the criminal cases in this county. I'm also involved with numerous civil actions, civil issues involving the county and involving the sheriff. So is in looking at this, the close relationship that I have with the sheriff's office, criminally and civilly, I feel that it's very important that our office maintain a picture of that we're not going to show any sort of favoritism in a case. And in this particular case, without going into the facts, involves the sheriff's wife of being a victim. So with that in mind, the old method that we used to do with the public or with the AG's office is that I would come to the board first and then request that I send the case over because I determined that I had a conflict. And then I would send it over and they'd tell me if I did or not. The new process that the AG's office has been using for the last couple years is that I actually send the case in first when I have or believe I have a conflict. And in this case, they've already accepted the case. My office would be responsible for any of the monies involved with the prosecution of this case. But I think based on the as I've set out in the resolution, that I feel that just for a picture of impropriety, that my office would show any sort of favoritism based on the relationship with the sheriff, that I believed it was best to have the Attorney General's office look at it. They agreed. And again, they took the case. So I'm here for confirmation for them to be able to move forward.
All right. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this matter?
And in this one, I read the resolution title into the record or no?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not the attorney.
I know. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
then I right. won't.
Thank you. One more time. There's no public comment. So Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-712, requesting the assistance of the State of Nevada Attorney General in the prosecution of a criminal matter.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 15. This is discussion only. Discussion and for possible action. It's the first reading of Bill 136, Ordinance 23-324, Ordinance amending provisions of Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning districts, land, and providing for other matters properly related thereto. Kathy?
Yes, thank you. So this is a request that was initiated by staff based on the public meetings that we had all through the summer with the various residential neighborhoods that we were meeting with in the master plan. One of the topics that came up every time or that we made sure to ask was how did people find it best to be notified about what was kind of going on at the county? Not everybody does social media. Not everybody goes to a community place to see a flyer. Not everybody, you know, some people want mail. Some people just throw the mail away. They don't want junk mail or what they consider junk mail. So one of the ideas that staff had come up with was to allow for a changeable message sign on publicly zoned land in some of the areas. And we are particularly thinking about Mark Twain and Lockwood at this time. But the proposed code would just allow for these changeable message signs to be permitted in a public zone where previously they weren't permitted next to a residential area. Staff is recommending that we allow these to be on a publicly zoned land and that we would do that with a special use permit. And that way, when we do come up with some type of design, we can get the community input on the design and everything that we would be proposing. So this portion only talks about changing it so that it could be allowed on public land with a special use permit. We did have discussion, quite a significant discussion at the Planning Commission. Everybody was in favor of having the signs, but we started to get into the weeds talking about sign design and sign all that. We're not proposing that at this point. That'll come back when there's an actual application to submit something. But we did get a lot of good input on what staff should be looking for in how, what kind of design we want to do. So if you have any questions, I do have one comment on the resolution that was provided to you. We want to eliminate the last two pages. There was examples of some changeable message signs that was added there incorrectly. It should have been with the staff report, not the resolution. So we would want to make sure that those two are eliminated and not included. We have in chapter 1710, which is our definition chapter of the zoning code, we have a good definition of what a changeable or variable message sign is. So we don't need this example. This was just really for people to see if they didn't understand what we were talking about.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy about this?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Kathy, I was just thinking, you know, any thought of implementing a sign like this, it would still be subject to the Historic District Commission design standards in that area of the county. Is that correct?
Yes. So we did talk about that and the community representatives on the Planning Commission did state like that would be something desirable. So we would need to work with the Historic District on how we could come up with a design that would meet their standards and still allow for this. But this would allow for it already because it would just be on public land or on publicly zoned land.
Very good. Thank you.
So this doesn't eliminate that from being able to happen if we can work out something with the Historic District to make it meet their design criteria.
For sure. For sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Before we do that.
Hold on.
I do need to read the title of the ordinance into the record, and that
is an ordinance amending section 17.84.080 and 17.84.110 of Title 17 of the Story County Code to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on land zoned as public and providing other matters properly relating thereto. And this will have to be published in the newspaper and then we'll set up for a public second hearing on it in a public hearing process.
Thank you for that, Keith. All right, sorry to interrupt you, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, that's quite all right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of Ordinance 23-324 and to hold a public hearing at 10:30 a.m. at the Board of County Commissioners meeting on November 21st, 2023, to consider Bill 136, Ordinance 23-324, amending provisions of Story County Code Title 17 to allow for changeable copy or variable message signs to be installed on public zoning district land and providing for other matters properly related thereto.
I'll second that motion.
Motion.
Go ahead. Ask to make sure that we take out those two pages at the end of this resolution.
Sure.
We modify that.
Yeah, so I'll modify my motion to specifically exclude the final two pages, which are from this resolution, with which are examples of movable, changeable type signs.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Keith. Moving right along, item number 16 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion only. It's the Fire District 23-24 first quarter budget versus actual review. Comptroller McCain.
Morning again. Jennifer McCain, comptroller, for the record. Going backwards for me to this time. This is the fire district's first quarter review, which is July 1st through September 30th. So 25% of the year is behind us. With that, we expect to see 25% of the revenues collected and 25% of expenses spent. The fire general fund, however, has collected approximately 35% of the budgeted revenues. It is important to note, as always, that this is due to the property tax that is front-loaded and collected more in the first and second quarter. It should even out as the year goes on. All other revenues are according to plan. The expense side, the fire district general fund is at approximately 18% usage, which is well below the 25%. Salaries are at 20% and benefits are also approximately 20%. The service and supplies section of the budget has approximate usage of 13%. And while we have a few line items that are well over the 25% mark, this is due to one-time annual fees and purchases or seasonal related items. Chief Lone Car continues to be very attentive to his budget and conservative with his spending, which helps this fund grow to a more comfortable level and allows room for his capital improvement plans. The mutual aid is another fund that I'd like to discuss. This fund tracks the in and out expenses for out of district fires. The revenues from this are to recoup the costs. Currently, the revenues are collected at approximately 63% of the budget. It's important to note that these are from the previous year's fires. Our current year's fire expenses are at 42% of the expected budget, which we expect to see that a little heavier because fire season is heavily located in the first quarter. With that, we're hoping that the revenues for the 23-24 season are going to come in before the end of this current fiscal year. That's all I have for the fire district. I'd like to note that all of the first quarter numbers will be available on our website on our financial transparency page by next week.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
Good report. Thank you, Jennifer.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
I have no questions. Looks good to me. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Thank you again, Jennifer. Appreciate the update. Moving on to item number 18, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the revisions to the fire chief job description. Jeannie?
Thank you. Jeannie Green, Labor Relations. This item is similar to item 12 that we talked about with the revisions to the county manager job descriptions. We also made changes to the fire chief job description. And again, there's consistency between the two of them regarding administrative functions. Chief Lonker has reviewed this and is in agreement as well.
All right. Thank you. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jeannie?
No questions. Thank you, Jeannie.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the revised job description for fire chief.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we have a third? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. So it's unanimously decided. On to number 18. This is discussion for possible action. 19. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of an extension of an agreement between the Story County Fire Protection District and NV Energy, extending the contract for fuels management to December 31, 2023. Chief?
Yes, Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record. As you know here, we've essentially got two things going on. NV Energy has expressed that they are going to terminate the contracts as of December 31st, and we're working diligently to get a new contract to have in place, so there's no break in between. We'll flow between the two contracts pretty easily. However, it was noted that within our existing contract, it was kind of an odd section to have it, but under definitions, it showed that our contract had already expired. So this is to get us to the point where we can get a new contract in place, finish our old contract out December 31st, and hopefully resume our new contract January 1st. And I'll take any questions you may have.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the chief on this?
No questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this agreement? All right. Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to sign an extension to the agreement with NV Energy for fuels management.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. On to item number 20. This is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Report of Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Director Ruspicki.
Chairman and Commissioner, Jason Wurzbicki for the record. I have a few items here. Electric Avenue rebuild project has been completed. S&C did an amazing job as usual and way ahead of schedule once we were finally able to start. I had some interesting information on the traffic study that was completed on Electric Avenue. Prior to our Electric Avenue project, existing weekday average daily traffic count on electric alone is 13,000 plus vehicles per day. The existing 50th percentile of speed on Electric Avenue is 51 miles an hour. The 85th percentile speed on Electric Avenue is 57 miles an hour. There were several test results that came back of vehicles at 70 plus miles an hour. during the, and the posted speed limit is 45 miles an hour. Somebody said that was kind of interesting information. Another thing too, USA Parkway has increased over 16,164 vehicles per day over the next 30 years. And then an additional 5,270 vehicles per day calculated at 13,000 vehicles per day times 0.44 is expected on Electric Avenue in the 20-year horizon. So I thought that was kind of interesting information. For sure. Currently, we're working with Dow Engineering and the local training and assistance program to update our road CIP to be able to come up with a more robust and involved road projects going into the future. That will include many streets and roadways that were not previously on the CIP list. Engineering for Last Town is in full swing. We received the test and exploration coring information on the existing road, and to no surprise, there was little to no road base underneath the road on the full length. I'm currently working with Dow, along with Mike Northam and Kathy, on drainage improvement project in the O Street area. We're about 15% designed so far. And then we are also working with Dow on a localized drain project in the Mark Twain area of Prospector, Martin Lane, and Sutro Springs. This will hopefully mitigate the flooding issues in the area, and we're about 15% design as well on that one. We're without one dry snow plow still from the trench plate debacle last season. Upon further work inspection from Silver State International, they found that the frame is bent also, and the rear front drive axle is bent as well. So we're waiting to hear further on that. The new plow blade for that truck and the International truck that was involved in the other trench plate incident last season has not been received yet. So we're kind of have one and a half plows right now for the tri-area. The new small town plow is still in Utah and being built and will hopefully be delivered by the end of the year. The new snow blower is still on target for delivery the end of January. We're still going into winter down two full-time road workers and two seasonal road workers. And just to reiterate to a lot of people that don't know, we have about 82 miles of paved road all over the county that we're responsible for. And with a small crew, it's very challenging to take care of during weather-related events. So please be patient. That's all I have for my report.
Thank you for that report, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason at this time?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions at this time?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding Jason's report? All right. Not seeing any. Thank you again, Jason. Good luck to you and the team this year.
Need all we can get.
Right? Yeah. All right, moving on to item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of task order number 63 with Dow Engineering for the 2024 road rehab project in the amount of $67,474. This includes design all the way through construction management and bid assistance on South East Street, Surrey Seal, East Sheldon Street, Surrey Seal, West Union Street, Surrey Seal, South D Street, Chip Seal, and Summit Street, full reconstruction. Jason?
Task Order 63 with Dow Engineering, as stated, is for the 2024 road rehab project in the amount of $67,474. As stated, this task order will include design and construction management to get this project ready for bid and through final construction on South East Street, East Sheldon, West Union, South D, and full reconstruct on Summit Street. Currently, with the way we are running with the new revamp of the road CIP, this will be our last in the list of the existing road CIP before the change. So just seeking approval so we can move forward with this final task before moving into the new CIP.
development.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this for Jason?
No questions. Thank you, Jason.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. Before we ask for a motion, I forgot to mention this during the road report, but I have received several compliments regarding the folks that are doing B Street right now. Very accommodating for residents, help them get through this construction zone. So what I've been told is that the crew seems very professional and very friendly, at least towards residents. You always expect one or two issues, but from the three folks that came to me at separate occasions, they were wanted me to convey that over to Public Works that this crew is thumbs up. So
I'll relay that to them. FW's been great to work with so far.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Public Works Director to sign task order number 63 with Dowell Engineering in the amount of $67,474 for the 2024 road rehabilitation project.
Second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
On to item number 23 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, bringing us to item number 24, which is for a consideration of possible approval of the second reading for the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Peter Joseph Lutz, Firehouse Saloon, located at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Assistant Sheriff Kern.
Assistant Sheriff Kern, for the record. Applicant, Mr. Lutz, has nothing has changed since the first reading. All documentation has been collected, no disqualifiers, and we have no issue with him proceeding.
Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Sheriff. Do you have any comments on this item, Sheriff?
No comments, no questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Peter Joseph Lutz, Firehouse Saloon, located at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, that is a unanimous vote. Again, welcome. Moving on to item number 25, discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of the second reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license, the applicant is Shurjeet Singh Sohal, Vino Pizza, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada. Assistant Sheriff Kern.
Mr. Sohal of Vino's Pizza has also submitted all of his documentation. Everything is complete and in order. No disqualifiers, and we're ready to proceed forward.
Wonderful. Sheriff Cullen, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, sir. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Surjeet Singh Sohal, Vino Pizza, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Assistant Sheriff. Appreciate it. On to item number 26, recess to convene as the Story County Water Sewer Board. Bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion only, Story County Water and Sewer Funds for 2023-24 first quarter budget to actual review. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. Again, this is the first quarter review, which is July 1st through September 30th of 2023 for the water and sewer funds. With 25% of the year behind us, charges for service and water is approximately, for water is approximately 30% collected and sewer is 28% collected. I'm highlighting charges for service because this is the important revenue that comes from our ratepayers that is used, expected to be used to pay for the daily operations of the individual funds. So as we move through the year, I expect this to compound. Then on the expense side, we have salary and benefits are trending a little bit higher than the 25% mark. This is due to some personnel changes within these funds. We will continue to watch this and work with Jason and his team. We are prepared to possibly transfer funds in this area if necessary. With that being said, their full expenses end at approximately 20% usage in water, and the sewer fund is approximately 22% usage. So as you can see, there is money that can possibly be moved around into the salary and benefit sections. One area we are concerned about and watching closely is the sewer chemical account. These costs have risen and continue to increase. We will be working with Jason and his team to be sure that he is watching other line items of his budget to accommodate for all of these increases. Again, all the first quarter numbers can be seen on our website in the financial transparency area. If you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer about the sewer fund?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments about the water sewer fund?
No, thank you.
Are there any public comments? All right. Not seeing any. Thank you for that report, Jennifer. That will bring us to item number 28, which is a recess to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion only. It's the Story County first quarter 23-24 budget versus actual review. Comptroller McCain.
Hello, Jennifer McCain for the record again. I seem to have forgotten my notes, so I'm just going to have to wing this one, I guess. Again, with 25% of the year behind us, July 1st through September 30th, we are seeing that our general fund revenues are being collected higher than the expected 25% at approximately 47%. I think it's important here to note that the revenue, general fund revenue spreadsheet that I provided is actually for July 1st through October 26th. So your revenues that you see in your packet are 10% higher than the actual collected, which the actual collected again is approximately 47%. We expect to see this because the ad valorem or property taxes are front loaded, and therefore we see higher revenues in the first and second quarter. We also, in our revenues, you're not seeing the interest revenue from our investment accounts. This is showing a lag in revenues from this same time last year. Last year, at this point in time, our interest revenues were approximately 280% collected of what we had budgeted, which was a lot higher than what we were expecting. I don't think we're going to see that quite that increase. Our advisors are telling us to not expect that much interest. This is not reflected here because we're a little bit behind on those bank recs, as we've talked about during the audit. We're kind of waiting for the audit to be completed before we finish those. So we'll have you up more up to date on that during the second quarter. our expenses in the general fund. Everybody is still being extremely conservative with their spending. Our wages and salaries are all at where we like to see them, the 25% mark, except for emergency management. I want to highlight that that is over. We anticipated that being over with our new emergency manager coming on board. We did have kind of double duty with our retiring emergency manager at that time for several weeks. So that's the reason that that is a little bit higher than we expected, and we're prepared to transfer funds to make that whole. Service and supplies, we have two departments that are currently trending over. That's the pool. We expect to see the pool trending higher because the first quarter is the majority of their season. As well, service department is trending slightly higher. That is just kind of, it seems to be the normal trend that July 1st, people are ready to get their new tires, get their vehicles worked on. So that's an across the board maintenance gets a surge during that time. What else can we highlight on? Our other special funds, equipment acquisition. We did really good this year. We're all very happy that the county was actually able to purchase vehicles in a timely manner this year. We had approximately 10 vehicles budgeted for. We have purchased 5 new sheriff vehicle trucks. 2 trucks for community development, a truck for IT, a Traverse for the commissioner's department. I think that's all of them. We have 1 additional 7 passenger vehicle that we will possibly purchase for commissioners, but we're waiting to see what our new vehicle policy has in store for us. Our over budget fund is the tri-payback fund. We had that audit for period ending 6/30/22 completed. It was approximately $166,000 higher than we anticipated paying. I think when we paid $3.6 million, $166,000, we came roughly fairly close. Right now, we're currently up to date with that. The new audit for period ending 6/30/2023 is expected to start sometime in the second half of this fiscal year. And our capital projects fund looks like we haven't hardly spent anything. We have a whole lot of exciting projects on the horizon, as we've talked about over and over. We have 3 federal projects, the Lockwood Senior Center, Station 71, and some updates to the fairgrounds. Those are all still in the planning stages, and we are waiting for our various federal authorities, whether it's HUD or USDA, to give us the green light to move forward. That should be coming sooner than later, we hope. We have a few other items that are in process, and we have a second quarter, since I can see those numbers, we've already started spending on those and planning for those. 2 generators, 1 for community development, 1 for the Justice Center and IT. Plans for working on the Justice Center parking lot are already out there. Lockwood substation is almost finished. And I think that's really all I can remember right now. I'm sorry, I forgot my notes. But if you have any other questions for me, I'm happy to try to answer them.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
I have no questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman Mitchell? Is there any public comment regarding Jennifer's update? All right, not seeing any. Jennifer, thank you for the update. We're going to move on to item number 30, which is discussion only, no action. It's the county manager's quarterly update.
All right. And thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. Most of my reports really come from our department heads and elected officials, so I'm not really planning to reiterate what they have to say and what they do in their own respective departments. I'm going to focus a little bit right now on our strategic plan and some strategic planning that we're working on all together right now. The actual strategic plan with Linda Ritter, all of our departments got together at Piper's Opera House and spent a day together. And we worked on the finalizing and pulling all of our department strategic plans together and aligning all of us up with directives that the board has provided earlier in preparation of getting that tied up here for the next county commission meeting for consideration. One of the things I'm kind of excited to see is Linda's managed to take our capital improvement plan and integrate it into the strategic plan. So when you look at, you know, the goals and objectives of what we want to do together to try to achieve something, all of the stuff that we need to do, buildings, vehicles, equipment, whatever it is tied into that. And so I think that'll be really great in making our strategic plan tie in with a capital improvement plan and make sure the things that we're buying are aligned with goals and missions of what we're trying to accomplish as a team. One of the things that'll be important with post-Tesla money coming in post-July and the new strategic plan and a lot of growth that's happening in the county is looking at what will be needed to manage all of the projects that are coming up, Lockwood Senior Center, for example, and a lot of things like that. So we're going to go out to RFP for public bid to look at a service similar to what Far West Engineering provides us for utilities and things like that in the ground, kind of the same type of services that would apply to buildings and improvements that we're doing across the county. So we'll be working on that with our team shortly. The regional plan is an important element of this. Some of the major key elements are happening around the Northern Nevada area as the Interstate 80 widening project. There has been a mega grant associated with that. I understand about $300 million. And there will be a town hall today at 4:30 to 7 o'clock. The first half of that is a town hall. You just kind of walk in, discuss things with people. And then at 7 or 5:30, there will be an actual presentation by NDOT at the Lockwood Community Center. What's NDOT has asked, as well as regional partners, for Story County to be part of this project and have a stakeholder claim in it. And I'm in conversations with them on how we may propose that to this board at a later time. The next thing, the East-West Connector, that is a regional project of significance. There is traction happening on that project for the private holders of that. And that is, my understanding is they are securing a contractor to design that road. And so far we are seeing conversations to show that they're gonna work with us on the alignment of that project, the petroglyphs and some other things that we have asked for, but there'll be continued conversations to make sure that happens. The master plan work that Kathy is doing with her team is tying in with the RCG economics contract that you all approved last commission meeting to perform a housing needs assessment. And the housing needs assessment will inventory properties across the county and what's good and what isn't and what will work. But the best thing about it will recommend creative ways that we can provide some affordable housing, both in the Virginia City area as rents continue to increase, and then in the north end of the county for more of workforce type of housing. So that work is beginning now. There's also active conversations going on with Washoe County, Washoe RTC, Economic Development Authority, Western Nevada, Northern Nevada Development Authority, Western Nevada Development District, and the Quad Counties, Lyon, Carson City, and Douglas, in discussing dovetailing our master plans and a lot of our different programs together in this regional planning. As far as the public outreach element of our strategic planning, we're still working with the Abbey Agency. They have finished their audit of our website and our public outreach and our social media. That report is quite comprehensive. Now they have developed already the draft action report to actually take the audit report and make it something real. We're redlining that right now, and that should be done shortly. And then they have also been working with James Dean and our department heads and myself to migrate ourselves back to the Civic Plus website platform that James Dean will talk about later on a future agenda item today. The Sam Shad commercials are in production right now, or they're being produced right now and getting ready. And human resources, we have the Human Resources Office has worked on nationwide searches and expanding recruitment out to a higher level. And then NeoGov, which will take about 6 months for it really to mean something, will make our job postings look a lot like what you see in places like Reno, Sparks, and Washoe, Las Vegas, California, where they're much more attractive in showing not only the job itself, but what it's like to live in Northern Nevada and Story County in hopes of recruiting a little bit better. And then this year, I believe we have a record number of town halls that we've had across the community. That is certainly part of our public outreach. So the strategic plan should be ready for this commission to consider in December and ready to go for that. And last is not really part of the strategic plan. Just let you know, legislatively, we are getting updates of things that are happening in Clark County, some potential bills that are coming and other things. A lot of it is rumor and discussion at this point. No new bills are being formatted, as we're aware, for anything quite specific. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the update, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
My only comment is that we're seeing a heck of a lot going on right now, and kudos to the staff and the leadership that we have there representing our county. There's going to be a tremendous amount of business taking place across the board, and I'm confident we have the right team on the field. So thank you, everyone, for what you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I don't have any questions. I appreciate the update.
Is there any public comment regarding Austin's update? All right, not seeing any. Again, Austin, thank you for that. Moving on to item number 31, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the Story County Emergency Operations Plan and annexes by the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Adam Wilson.
Thank you, Commissioners. Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management, for the record. Submitted to you is the County Emergency Operations Plan. Under federal and state guidance, we're required to do a thorough update every 5 years and an annual review every year. I did the thorough update to get us on a clean slate. Again, by doing this in-house, we've saved the county about $30,000 over having this professionally done. And additionally, this also gives us a more tailored approach, as I worked with all the department heads to make sure we had information in our EOP that truly reflected our county and our demographics. This has gone out to peer review to the other counties within the state. And in fact, five of them have asked for soft copies of our EOP. They liked it so much that they're going to use it for their counties. It's gone to the DA's office for legal review, and it's gone out to all the department heads for their review. Having cleared all those hurdles, it's now before you for promulgation. And I can take any questions on the rather large plan if you have any.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Yeah, it's a couple hundred pages easy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
I would say to Adam, I think that our report was very professionally done under your care and observation. I'm delighted with where you've taken this. I'm proud of the responses you're getting from the surrounding communities, and job well done. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything for Adam?
Nothing major, Adam. I skimmed through it. Just wondering if there are any major updates or things that you want to bring to our attention. Otherwise, I'm very pleased with the end product.
The biggest changes that we really saw in there was updating some of the information of demographics, geography. The old plan didn't really reference TRI. So that's all been added in there. Updates to NRSs that were referenced, different county codes, federal guidance, new forms from FEMA that have changed over the years. And then changes to departments and our like continuity of government planning aspects of it, such as, like, for example, planning department wasn't listed in our old plan, so they are now referenced in there as a department of the county.
Very good. Thank
additionally,
you.
We updated threats and hazards that are identified in the plan, reorganized them based on updates to our threat hazard analysis that comes from the state.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Are there any questions for Adam at this point? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain? Did I not ask for public comment? Oh, is there any public comment on Adams' update? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Emergency Operation Plan and annexes.
Second that motion.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Adam. Moving on to item number 32, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the Story County Safety Committee's safety manual by the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Adam?
Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management again. So under the role of Emergency Management, I also carry the title of Safety Director. The Safety Committee gets their members voted on by the committee itself and approved by the county commissioners. They've asked that I present the safety manual. I rewrote it with the help of Honey Coughlin, and the safety committee has voted on it and would like to have this passed by the county commissioners with their approval.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Safety Committee's safety manual.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for all your work on this, Adam. On to item number 33, this discussion for possible action. Approval for unbudgeted item in the amount of $5,750 to renew a contract with Civic Plus to enhance, website hosting and provide more timely content, updates, and functionality. IT Director James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. So after reviewing some commissioner feedback, staff feedback, and public feedback, we think we can improve our services with Civic Plus. As County Manager Austin Osborne mentioned, we have a comprehensive review from the Abbey agency that's going to suggest some content streamlining, some updates, some better outreach to the public with our website. We would like to re-engage Civic Plus to do this, and I think with this contract, we'll be able to do our updates on the back end without having any interruption of services to our website.
All right. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for James?
No questions. Thank you.
Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the unbudgeted amount of $5,750 to return county website hosting and services to Civic Plus pending final legal review.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, James. On to item number 35, this is for consideration and possible approval. Second reading of business licenses A through L. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 35 listed as A through L.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 36, this is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move on to item number 37, which is correspondence. Nothing needs to be read in here, right? All right. On to item number 38. This is adjournment of all active recess boards on the agenda. It is 11:47 and this meeting is adjourned.